bringing you everything under the Disney umbrella. Network 1901.
Hey everyone, Shannon here. This week's story is from Carrie. To me, Carrie's story is one of the perfect examples of how Star Wars can have an impact on our everyday lives. So without further ado, welcome to episode 41 of Lipstick and Lightsabers.
Hi, Lipstick and Lightsabers. Carrie here. Star Wars has been around almost as long as I have. I can remember standing in line when I was 11 to see The Empire Strikes Back with my dad and my little sister, and what a big impression that moments like Han being encased in carbonite made on me. But it wasn't until The Last Jedi that I became a full-on raging Star Wars fan. I went to see The Last Jedi with my husband and two kids expecting a fun night at the movies. I walked out of the theater feeling like, what the heck just happened to me? I ended up seeing The Last Jedi three more times on the big screen before it left theaters, and it's rare for me to go see a movie in a first-run theater, so that was pretty unusual. I've lost count of how many times I've watched it or parts of it at home, or how many hours I've spent thinking about it or consuming content related to it and the rest of the Star Wars universe. I was so hungry to talk about The Last Jedi after the movie came out, but no one in my family was into it the way I was. To my kids and husband, it was just a silly Hollywood popcorn movie, and they thought it was a little weird that I kept going back to see it and spent so much time thinking about it. I was embarrassed to talk to my friends about how much I loved it. I couldn't really even understand this sudden obsession myself. I don't remember how I discovered Reylo fandom online, but by January 2018, I was reveling in Reylo fan art and edits and gobbling up metas by Shy, Natasha Fox, Christy Carew, and so many other brilliant thinkers. This was the kind of conversation I'd been craving. This was validation that there were reasons that the movie had stuck with me the way it had. Eventually, I found podcasts like Lipstick and Lightsabers, Sky Talkers, What the Force, Lords of the Sith, and Scavenger's Horde. All women helmed, and all really literary and psychologically astute, as well as really up on their Star Wars lore. These podcasts have let me vicariously enjoy events like Star Wars Celebration and D23, and they've given me the crash course in Star Wars that I needed to more fully appreciate what was going on in the sequel trilogy. When a new trailer or magazine article or book drops, I always look forward to what my favorite podcasters are going to have to say, because I know I'm going to learn things that I never would have found on my own. These podcasters make me laugh, sometimes bring tears to my eyes, and send me racing to the library to check out books and movies they've recommended. They've reassured me in so many ways that even if I'm new to Star Wars love, and I would definitely lose in a Star Wars trivia contest, I belong in this fandom anyway. I think I've been in training to go wild for Kylo and Rey since I was about 9. I grew up loving Jane Eyre. Literally, I burst into tears with gratitude to Charlotte Bronte when I finished the book for the first time. The story of two prickly, difficult, tortured people going through hell and then earning a happily ever after that they'd long given up on, I just found that so satisfying. I adored Pride and Prejudice and the ways that love humbled Darcy and Elizabeth, forced them to grow, and made them see one another and themselves and the world around them with fresh eyes. I've always been fascinated by the Hades and Persephone myth and Beauty and the Beast, too. So, yeah, of course, I went gaga for Kylo and Rey. On a personal level, Rey and Kylo's force bond scenes reminded me of my own first love when I was a teenager. The astonished way that Rey and Kylo looked at each other, the way they listened to each other, the hushed intimacy of the way those scenes were filmed and sound designed, and the hand touch, it all vividly evoked what it felt like to me to be in love for the first time. I did not expect that in a big budget space opera. But there was more to it than that. When I saw The Force Awakens, the main appeal of seeing Han and Leia on screen was nostalgia. It wasn't until The Last Jedi that I saw myself in the saga's older characters. When I first saw The Last Jedi, it was Holdo and Leia who stood out most. Their laughter when they both said, "May the Force be with you," and scrambled to let the other one talk first. That felt so familiar to me. My middle-aged women friends, they're the ones who've sustained me the most as I've entered my 50s, and I hope I'm doing the same for them. They're the ones who've helped me through the ups and downs of my teens and 20s. They're the ones who were there for me when I was a new mom. They're the ones who are there for me now as our kids enter their teens and 20s themselves. And it's our turn to stand back and watch as our children grow beyond us. Carrie Fisher and Laura Dern captured that kind of decades-long friendship, that intimate witnessing of one another's journeys so beautifully. It's amazing how rare it is to see that dynamic on screen, to see the friendships of older women noticed and celebrated. I appreciated it more than I can say. I also really related to the scenes when Poe switched off the comm system on his X-Wing after Leia told him to pull back, and when he blew off Holdo and didn't tell her his plan. There's so many times these days when my voice doesn't seem to matter and my experience is brushed aside, when I feel invisible, superfluous. To see these powerful women leaders being treated this way and weathering the mistreatment with dignity and grace was inspiring. And to see them actually be proven right and see Poe acknowledge that on screen, let's just say, quite the power fantasy. When it comes to Luke, I know a lot of fans have felt upset about the way he was depicted in The Last Jedi, but I think about how many people accomplish amazing things when they're young, only to end up a lot like Luke when they're older, questioning everything they once believed and wondering what their true legacy will be. I also really related to the shame Luke felt about his mistakes and the damage they caused. Last spring, I made a mistake that was in some ways a lot like the one Luke made with Ben Solo. As the leader of a community group, I received a complaint from a member about some fellow members doing something that had caused her hurt and distress. Wanting to protect the member who'd complained and fix the problem quickly so other people wouldn't get hurt too, I assumed some things that turned out to be wrong. I took action too hastily without gathering all the facts. My misstep caused ripple effects of anger and mistrust that affected many people. My investment in saving the situation and fixing things may have, quote, fixed the initial problem, but I ended up hurting people I care about and hurting myself. And like Luke, I felt deep shame about what had happened. For a long time, I wanted more than anything to withdraw, to hide, just like Luke did. When Yoda tells Luke the greatest teacher failure is, it always brings tears to my eyes. It reminds me that I'm not alone when I make mistakes, and that mistakes may feel like a detour on the journey I'm trying to make, a roadblock, but they're actually a really important part of the journey. After the revelation that Palpatine would be back in some form in Episode 9, I saw a tweet from a fan complaining that if Palpatine hadn't really died, Anakin's victory in Return of the Jedi was pointless. I don't usually engage on social media with fans with very different viewpoints than mine, but this time I couldn't resist saying something. To me, that was like saying that because fascism and white nationalism are on the rise again, it was pointless for people to fight those things during World War II, and the victory over the Nazis meant nothing. It's like saying that because voting rights are being eroded again in the United States now, it was pointless for 20th century civil rights activists to get the Voting Rights Act passed. Standing up to injustice and cruelty, making hard choices to help other people, it never ends with one good heroic act. Just because injustice and cruelty always seem to rear up again and are never completely stamped out, it doesn't make standing up to those things pointless. And it doesn't mean the sacrifices an earlier generation made were meaningless. It just means we all have to keep doing the work generation after generation. I really love that Star Wars, our modern myth, is exploring that theme. It feels so appropriate for the times we're in, and yet at the same time, it's so timeless. So as I wait with everybody else for The Rise of Skywalker to come out, I'm keeping my fingers crossed for Bendemption and a happily ever after for Rey and Ben. I've loved watching people's reaction videos after the trailers have come out. The wonder and joy on your faces mirrors mine. I can only imagine how excited we're all going to be when we sit down in the theater, the Lucasfilm logo comes up, and we hear that music blare from the speakers. It gives me butterflies just thinking about it. I may not have met any of my fellow Raylo fans in person, but I'm so grateful I've gotten to experience the excitement these last few years alongside you. Fandom has made me appreciate the power of storytelling in new ways, and it's helped me reclaim a sense of wonder I'd almost forgotten I'd lost. In a world where joy can be hard to find, that is no small thing. Thank you to Lipstick and Lightsabers for letting me share my story, and thanks so much to you for listening.
You've been listening to Lipstick and Lightsabers, presented by Network 1901. This week's story was from Carrie, and you can find her on Twitter at CarriePomeroy1. If you'd like to be part of the show, you can send in your Star Wars story to lipsticklightsabers1901@gmail.com. I'd like to give a special thank you to our patrons for making this show happen, and if you want to reach out to us, you can find us at lip_lightsabers and myself at McCarter Shannon. I'll see you guys next time. Bye!